When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Crosstalk with the KMC Masterpiece coming up at 9:40. We're about to be joined by Nick Eatman, DallasCowboys.com, brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort, proud to be the official casino of the Dallas Cowboys. Please game responsibly. I got some latest odds from Bet Online. We're just going to skip to the Cowboys. What are the Cowboys' odds of winning the Super Bowl today?
Let's go with...
I'll give you a frame of reference. On November 5th, they were 80-1.
80-1. I would say they have less than a 1% chance in Vegas. So let's go with 150-1.
I was going to say 120-1.
Not even close.
300-1.
300-1. 300-1 tied with the New Orleans Saints.
Oh, not bad.
The teams above them, Kansas City's first, then Detroit, Baltimore, Buffalo, Philly, San Fran, Minnesota, Green Bay, Houston, Pittsburgh, Washington, Chargers, Falcons, Bengals, Cardinals. Cardinals are in first place in the NFC West, by the way. And we don't have time for the rest of the teams in this segment. The Bears are above them.
How many are behind them?
I don't know. I stopped after the Saints. And then to win the NFC East, it's 100-1. The Eagles are 10-21, a.k.a. minus 210. Then the Commanders at plus 140. We're 100-1. The Giants are 1,000-1. Let's bring in Nick Eatman from Dallas. What?
That's absurd. The Cowboys do not have a 10 times better chance to win this than the Giants do. That's the same team right now.
No, it's not the same. It's not. The Giants stink. The Giants stink.
1,000-1 is better value than 100-1.
We stink.
Yeah, we do.
What would the spread be tomorrow, neutral field?
Oh, Cowboys be favored by...
With Rush?
With Tommy Cutlets? Drew Locke? Daniel Jones ever playing again?
You don't think he's going to play?
I don't think so. Daniel Jones, they might be, but okay. I don't think he's ever going
to play. Cowboys' next win comes in December, probably.
Nick Eatman joining us on the D&M Leasing Hotline here on 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Nick. What's going on?
Good morning. I took the gambling training seminar where I'm not supposed to it's anti-gambling here. So you guys are talking about these plus 210, minus 200. I don't even know. I'm not even allowed to be listening.
You bring up gambling more than we do in this segment. You always say, what is it, Choppy? What's the spread? What's this? What's that? All right, fine. Well, then we'll move on to something else.
What is this week?
Oh, 10? The spread? It's 7.5.
Okay.
I actually have a feeling, Bassick thinks it's going to be an absolute beatdown. I have a feeling today that this one's going to be closer because of Houston, not because of the Cowboys, Houston.
Please save this for when they lose by 30.
I have been right. Now, Bobby's been picking more of the beatdown aspect. He's been getting it right, but I've been saying they're going to lose double digits every single week, but not the blowouts that Bobby's been picking. Okay. I want to play this. This is making the media rounds. I know you're going to roll your eyes. I know you're going to possibly throw up. Here's Rex Ryan, ESPN. Everyone's trying to find Mike McCarthy's replacement.
Deion Sanders may be in play here. And I'm going to tell you, they need something. They need to have somebody that has the pride in that damn organization. Being a Dallas Cowboy, the pride you take in it. And by the way, Deion, everywhere he's been, has been kicking you know what.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Jackson State, they were unbelievable when he was there. He takes Colorado. Right now they're 7-2. Nobody saw that coming. They're playing in the big, you know, whatever the damn
big,
conference
Big 12,
now.
Yeah.
Big 12. Like, I'm just saying, that because I already know Mike McCarthy's a good football coach, and he's going to be out the door. There's no doubt about it. That whole the whole thing's going to be blown up. But watch what happens. They need that. How are you going to get this kid back on board?
Micah.
He's going to have to damn respect that guy that comes in that building. You're not going to respect Deion Sanders? He's twice the player you are. All right? And you know what? I coach Deion Sanders. Great teammate.
Have you seen all this on television?
I've heard it. I think I heard it. Or maybe on Girl Station yesterday. I did hear it. But, yeah, I mean, I don't – I disagree with 90% of the stuff he said. So I don't even know where to start.
Well, let's start with the 10% you agree with.
Yeah.
Great player.
Great player.
Any player that walks in is going to not be the player that he was. Does he have pride for the Cowboys? Like, I don't – does he? I mean, I don't think so. I mean, I don't think he's, like, pride for the Cowboys. Deion went to the Hall of Fame. I mean, I don't think he was like, I'm a Cowboy. Now, I'll always argue with people that say that he's not a Cowboy, because I do believe he's played in more games with the Cowboys than any team that he was with.
Oh.
So,
it's possible.
I didn't realize that. Well, I would kind of insult him to say it's possible. He just said it as a fact.
Yeah. that was kind of my way of saying I doubt he's right, but maybe he is.
I know that was your way. But
he's been with the Cowboys longer than with any other team. I think he might have played two more games with the Falcons, but only because he was hurt for like 9 games with the Cowboys. He's been with the Cowboys longer than any team. I'm just saying, if he's not the Cowboys, he's not anybody.
He played 70 games with Atlanta, 63 with the Cowboys, then.
But with playoffs,
well, Choppy,
he
I apologize,
just
right.
Too short.
Still short.
It was just too short. But he said it may have been two more games. That's what Nick said, and he was right.
I'm just saying, and when he got here in 95, he was here for 8 games, you know, rehabbing a baseball injury. So I'm just saying he was here as long as any other place.
Well, let me ask you this then, because you're a big-time college guy. How much are you buying Deion as a head coach, and how much would you buy him as an NFL head coach?
Yeah, I think he's great where he's at, because he can, you know, like, he's recruiting kids and he's recruiting their parents right now. You know, the dads love this guy. So, like, he's getting some great, great players, and you don't recruit really in other than free agency, which I don't know if that's a great spot here then. So when are you really going to, you know, build the culture the way you want? You can build the culture, but like not really with the players. So I think it's going to be a challenge for him to go to the pros. I don't think it's the best fit for him. I think, yeah. I think what he's doing and what he's building there is something that would work better for the 18 to 22 year old. And like I said,
yeah,
their parents who grew up idolizing him too.
Nick Eamon, DallasCowboys.com here on 105 Through the Fan. You may not want to answer this or can answer it. You're living in that building. I'm not. But I'm sure you guys have had other head coach discussions on all your platforms. Who have the fans been calling for the most? And have you settled on a possible replacement if you feel comfortable answering it?
No, I don't feel comfortable answering that with where my office is and McCarthy walks by it,
okay,
you know, once or twice a day. No, I said this on the podcast that I do. The fans do call in and they have questions, and I just say, out of respect for the guy that's over there trying to beat the Texans, trying to beat the Eagles, he's got a job to do. We all have jobs to do. So I don't like saying that, like,
yeah,
you know, who would be the next guy. But to answer the question of who the fans are, I mean, the same names you guys are talking about, Ben Johnson, Deion, Belichick. I mean, it's those names. I can't think of another one right now, but because I try to dismiss the talk.
Yeah.
But it is those three for sure. I might be missing some others.
Yeah, I know the fan.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between with 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack. You'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. no matter what. Just take a shot, pass the rest to your entire squad, and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
As well, sorry, I know they want a young, hotshot OC. I just don't see Jerry hiring a first-time coach. I just don't see it.
Yeah, I don't really either. But, you know, at some point you're gonna have to alter stuff, change things. I mean, I would hope that would happen, but you know, you dug in sometimes.
Nick, since we are talking about the head coach focusing on trying to beat Houston, trying to get this ship right, Brian and I were recording Love of the Star last night, and we got a question that I thought was interesting that I wanted to see how you would answer this. They said, Dr. Strange taps you and Brian on the shoulder and says, I've seen every possible outcome for the season, and only one of them leads the Cowboys to the playoffs. What would that look like in order for the boys not to be picking near the top of the draft for them actually make the playoffs? What is the, if you were told there's one pathway for them to get to the playoffs, what does that look like in terms of the offense and the defense?
It has to be, well, first of all, the defensive guys have to come back and play out of their mind, which they were trying to do that in the first half of the game. So, and maybe I'm not, am I answering the question correctly?
Yeah.
How do the Cowboys make the playoff? Like, what's the best case? I mean, how does this even possible?
How schematically does it look on offense, defense? How do you start, you know, do you have to bench Kalen Carson? Do you have to say, hey, Awesome Richards is playing at left tackle the rest of the way? Right. What kind of changes do you have to make?
I hate to have like a $25 million swing tackle, but at this point, you know, I would like to see Tyler Guyton maybe move to right tackle and Awesome Richards at left. You know, and not that I'm totally done with Terrence Steele. I think Terrence is a better player when they have a better running game. I think he's a pretty good run blocker, and they really don't have that. But to answer your question, the defense is going to have to be at play out of its mind. Micah Overshown. Deron Bland hopefully can come back and be that playmaker. And they're going to have to try to win games that way. And Cooper Rush is going to have to find that deep ball magic again. He's got it. I mean, like, I think he's a really good deep ball thrower. Brandon Cooks returning would be nice as well, and especially them running the routes that would help him, you know, to kind of stretch the field. But it's, you know, they're going to have to catch lightning in a bottle here. That's going to be a tough one. I mean, Houston this week, I looked it up. They've every game they play is close. And so the Cowboys are going to have to figure out a way to do that. I mean, they don't really blow teams out. Everything's close, and they win some, they lose some. I mean, they're 6-4. The Cowboys are going to have to figure out a way to do that, and hopefully their kicker's better than Houston's.
Nick Eatman here on The Fan. So what do you think the timelines look like now for Cooks, Tank, Bland?
Mm-hmm. Bland, I would, you know, give me a algebra problem. I'd rather try to solve and figure out what's going on with Bland. I just don't know. Tank, I know he's doing some rehab work. I would still think a couple of weeks for him at the most. Cooks, I think, would be, at this point, I would say Cooks, Bland, D-Law as the three coming back. And then pause, Dak. way out there, maybe Sam Williams before him.
So RJ asked you this on Monday. I thought it was kind of crazy, but then Jerry made it sound very good yesterday with us. Did you hear him talk about possible neck strain for Cooper Rush, and how much sense would that make after watching the way Cooper played?
Yeah, I honestly, I sit next to Todd Archer from ESPN and at the games, and Todd was like, I think he's hurt. Like the first thing, right off the bat, said it. And I was like, and he was kind of like hitting his head like, I thought it was like, don't, like I fumbled, you know. But it was, you know, it seemed like he might have had something right there. Now, you know, that doesn't mean it's not, you know, stingers and all that doesn't necessarily mean that you can't go back and play. But, yeah, he did not play his normal game. So if you're asking why not go to Lance, I mean, like, I would evaluate, you know, they're evaluating him, see how he feels. But, you know, he's 5-2 as a starter, 0-2 against the Eagles. Let's see what he does against someone else. I think he can play. He can definitely play better than that. Most people could. But I think he's going to play better. But I'm totally fine with working some packages in for Trey Lance, not the screen pass ones, but the ones where he can run. I'm fine doing, you know, two things. Try to trick it up here.
Was Sunday an awakening for the Cowboys in terms of what they're able to do post-Dak? And do you think they just say at this point, all right, this is going to be largely a Rico Dowdle show on offense moving forward?
Well, I'll believe that when I see it. I mean, I don't know if they're going to do that. I don't know if that's what this team, this system, this play caller, I don't think that they're built that way to just say, we're going to just run the ball that way. That's not what we see. And so I don't know if that's going to be the case, but I do think he should be the main back all the way, especially, you know, down in the goal line. And he's really running the ball better. I mean, it's not great, but he is running the ball better. He's got the juice. He's the one that's catching the passes. So I think he needs to be the focal point of the running / passing game, you know, from a running back standpoint. But I still think they're going to do what they do. I just would like to see that a little bit more vertical for two reasons. One, I think Cooper Rush, that's his better pass, is throwing the ball down the field. And also, these receivers are not the guys that are going to run after catch. They're not DK Metcalf. They're not those guys that are going to break tackles. So all these crossing routes, hitches, screens, bubble screens, I think the guys need to go down the field. And Awesome Richards, I thought, did a nice job. I think the line held up pretty good to give them time to do that. I think they've got to stretch things down a little bit down the field.
Cowboys crosstalk tonight. We're going to have Kenny Gant, the Shark. How good is he?
I want you to stand up and do it.
I'm not doing the Shark. If he does it, if he does the Shark, I'll do the Merton Hanks.
Is it the...
You're going to do the Merton Hanks?
If he does the Shark.
Oh, my... he's doing the Shark. if his name, I'm sorry, great, great special teams player. If his name was Kenneth Gant and that's all it was, then he wouldn't have been, he wouldn't have had his own radio show and stuff like that. He's doing the Shark. He is the Shark.
Yeah. Thank you.
You need to ask him, one of my favorite plays of all time, they kicked off against Washington, and Brian Mitchell, the former return guy for Washington, he thought he was in the end zone. He was at the one. He was kneeling down at the one. For some reason, just thought he was in the end zone, and Kenny Gant could have easily tapped him on the head, but just decided to just lay into him and knock him down. It was one of the funniest things. They were getting blown out, like, well, why not? So that's one of my favorite Kenny Gant plays right there.
Thank you, brother. Great stuff. We appreciate you.
See you guys.
Nick Eatman brought to you by the Windstar World Casino and Resort. Crosstalk with the KMC Masterpiece is next.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.